Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.975 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
ESPN Bet ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith, from the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out to the ballpark. There's no better time to be sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. I've got two going right now on ESPN Bet. They had one of their own built parlays boosted. The Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Mets each to win the first five innings at plus 850. I'm going to hedge that a little bit. I'll take that, just sprinkle a little bit there, and go Royals to win outright, Rangers to win outright at plus 267. So I'm on either side, sort of the Royals. Maybe the Blue Jays get ahead and then the Royals get to the bullpen if they can get Berríos out of the game. Congratulations to Jared for winning our HTO giveaway. We'll get more into the Royals in just a little bit. Tommy, let's continue the discussion with Travis Kelce. He is going to be in Kansas City for the rest of his career, we assume. Two of those years, though, he's getting well paid. So they give him his raise. They make him the highest paid. I think it's interesting that over the next 2 years he gets that, because I think that's the first real concrete, not speculative thing that we can get on how much longer he'll be playing. And I think if you just say at least two more seasons, that feels realistic. Who knows if they make the three-peat happen? You know, is that, you know, do you need to go for a four-peat at that point? I mean, I don't know, but it looks like at least the next two. And I think the Chiefs would be happy to have him at that salary for at least two more years, because he just continues to get it done.
You can kind of read the tea leaves in the way that things have played out this offseason, and especially with the draft, the fact that they did draft a tight end, but not a tight end that you feel like could come in and be the heir apparent to Kelce as far as pass catching is concerned. So, you could sort of see that there really, it wasn't like the Chiefs were in this major rush to try to find who's going to be next in line to take over for him. And so, you know, then of course, immediately following the draft, they end up signing him to an extension and restructuring his contract. So, you know, I don't think that there's been really any serious level of concern at all from the side of the Chiefs front office that he was actually going to walk away. I think that, you know, they probably had more questions about Andy Reid and what his future was as opposed to Travis Kelce moving forward. So, you know, at the end of the day, though, they're able to get it done. And I do think that Now you can put that to bed for at least a while, and it gives Brett Veach and it gives Andy Reid an opportunity to figure out exactly what their strategy is going to be for the tight end of the future, but they can kind of put that off for a little bit.
Yeah, it's just not that big a deal because neither of us have thought that it was going to end. The Andy Reid stuff got a little strange there for a while. I never believed the Kelce stuff because I just can't imagine while he's at the top of the game, you know, giving it up. Because age, yeah, he's getting older, but it's not slowing him down at all. And it's not Andy Reid either. And maybe we should just loop them both into that same category. Probably should loop them into the same category. I'll tell you this, Tommy. This Taylor Swift thing's getting real. And, I've always believed in it. I'm not sure I've ever believed in it more than seeing Patrick Mahomes, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith being a part of Monday Night Raw, having some fun, stare down with a former Big 12, football player there and Braun Strowman, who I think played football at West Virginia, if I recall correctly. There was a little beef there. That was fun. Letting whatever that guy's name is, one of the Pauls, borrow his Super Bowl rings.
Logan Paul.
Borrow his Super Bowl rings to go punch somebody. That was awesome. His offensive lineman standing up, which, by the way, did you see how small they looked next to
tiny.
Braun Strowman?
Yep.
That was great. But you know who wasn't there? Travis Kelce.
I mean, can you blame him? You and I are both married. I mean, we know what that's like. A night out on a Monday night with the boys at a wrestling event. Now you got to stay home and take care of the kids.
And he's not there. He's everywhere. I mean, come on now, for real. Like it is real. When you're staying home and your boys are being a part of, not just there to watch, front row and a part of Monday Night Raw, and Travis Kelce, the great showman himself, who would have been a great pro wrestler, isn't in attendance. Oh,
well, that's
man.
Right up Travis Kelce's alley. I mean, that
it is.
That's he seems like he would want to be a professional wrestler if he could be.
Yes. He would be very good at it. And we know they all love it and appreciate it. Man, when I didn't see him there, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, when you can kind of get wherever you need to go at a moment's notice and you're not there for that, man. Well, my question is, though, when it's Taylor Swift you're dating, do you get the appropriate amount of angst from your buddies that the rest of us would get when you don't show up to that with them? Like, does it work the same when it's T-Swift?
I don't think it changes.
And she's, like, topping all the charts?
Yeah. I don't think it changes. It might be amplified. It might be different, but...
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, Mahomes still gets to, like, give him a hard time forever for not being there, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think the difference is, like, in my case, if I don't get to go hang out with my buddies, it's because I'm changing diapers, or I have to take out the trash. You know, Travis Kelce probably has to fly to Milan with Taylor Swift, and that's why he couldn't make it. Like, it's just a different...
Yeah, but
I think you can still get
grief. To your buddies,
grief.
It doesn't matter.
You can
matter.
Still get grief
yeah,
from your buddies.
Yeah, you're still catching...
It's just a different kind of why you couldn't be a part of it. You know, you're not...
But
you're probably not doing
the same, right?
The grief is the same. But, let's say they get married. It's not like Travis Kelce is like, sorry, guys, I can't hang out. I've got a honey-do list, and I've got to take care of things around the house. Now, they've got people
or
to
does
do
he?
That. Now, they've got people
or
to do
does
that.
He?
No, they've got people to do that. It's going to be more like, hey, Kylie Jenner called, and, we've got to go out to Napa for a couple of days. I'm not going to be able to make it happen.
A, who is Kylie Jenner? B, Travis Kelce does not strike me as the kind of guy that has people to do those things. Like, Travis Kelce
does.
Probably...
Taylor does, for sure.
I don't know that.
I'm sure she does.
Honestly, I have no idea.
I'm sure she does.
But, I feel like Travis Kelce probably mows his own yard, right? Maybe not at where he lives, but you know what I mean. Like, I get out there and mow the grass. Like, that, there's certain things that you do, even if you can have somebody for that. I don't know. I was very surprised to not see him there. And, for all the T-Swift fans, that probably tells you as much as you need to know that this is the real deal. Travis Kelce, for whatever the reason was not a part of Monday Night Raw with his boys, chugging beers, having fun, getting on camera.
And just a couple of hours after he signed a new contract. Like, that seems like the perfect place to celebrate
all
that.
The reason to be there, right? Where was Raw last night? Where was it?
It was in Kansas City.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I think they, like, traveled there. Oh, no. He wasn't there and it was in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's gotten bad. That's tough.
It was at the T-Mobile Center.
That's tough. He should have been there.
That's why they were part of it. And, you know, it's being overshadowed.
He's going to regret that.
There were so many, you know, cool moments from that and the way that they included Mahomes and the offensive line and all that. I don't know if you saw this, but Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, they were in the ring. They got to interact.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, there was a whole segment, and I'm pretty sure that it was the young boy from the parade shooting that stayed with Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey during that time, and they sheltered him. He was there with them. I'm pretty sure that little boy got to welcome the crowd to Monday Night Raw.
Oh, nice. Okay.
With
okay.
Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, you know, during all of that.
I don't know because I haven't watched, and for those out there, I am a huge pro wrestling fan. I did it for a little while. Love it. Love everything about it. I am not a consumer of it and haven't been for probably about, 5 years, but I still love it, and it like holds a very special place in my heart. I don't know, though, the ins and outs of what's happening right now very much. Isn't Logan Paul a bad guy?
I have no
Isn't
idea.
Isn't he a heel?
Isn't he a bad guy just in general, like just in his life? I don't know. I have no idea.
I think he wears that heel. So like for Mahomes to be helping him, I thought was kind of interesting, right? For Mahomes to sort of take that heel vibe a little bit. That was kind of fun and probably an opportunity Mahomes never gets in his life to not be the hero, right? Not be the face. So it was a cool night. And we're, of course, poking a little fun at Kelsey for not being there. But Kelsey gets his big deal. And it is good to see that taken care of because he deserves it. And, you know, you can still have a healthy debate of that's great that he's the highest paid tight end. He should probably be paid more like some of the highest paid wide receivers. But I think one of the reasons people love Travis Kelce so much, again, we had on this first hour because he doesn't care. He's like the rest of us. It's like, no, this is good. I'm happy here. I'm fine. Like, that's more money than I'll ever need. That part we can't really relate to, but he gets to have that luxury, and I think it only adds to his legend for the Chiefs, just like his brother in Philadelphia. Legend in a great football town. There is something to Tommy being able to get it all done in one place. Those players are remembered, I think, a little more fondly or hold. It's like and even more now with free agency, it's a real badge of honor because we just don't see it happen that often.
Well, think about a guy like Tony Gonzalez, for example, with the Chiefs that, you know, before Travis Kelce came around, he was the best tight end of all time and was incredible with the Chiefs and then left and played a couple of years with the Falcons. And not that it tarnished his legacy.
He played a lot of years with the Falcons.
Not that it tarnished his legacy as a Kansas City Chief, but you can't think of him in just the mindset of, oh, he was a Chief for life, you know? And so I think it's different now, you know, with Travis Kelce. And that sort of thing just doesn't happen a whole lot these days.
No. Almost never. And even Rob Gronkowski, who I think for some people even surpassed Tony Gonzalez, if he's the other guy in the conversation, even he, and his was more fun, right? He went back to play a couple of years with his buddy, but you know, the guys that can do it all in one place, there is something that feels more special about it. Good for the Chiefs for recognizing that. The Chiefs should do everything they can to make sure Travis Kelce never does anything but be representative of Kansas City, especially now as he's becoming this mega celebrity. Even before Taylor Swift, but especially now after Taylor Swift, my goodness. So anyway, he gets his deal. He deserves his deal. No question about it. Dude's a rock star on the field. Should have been at Raw with his buddies. That's what happens. Welcome to the lives of the rest of us, Travis. No, you can't just drop everything and go to Monday Night Raw and chug beers with your buddies all the time, anytime you want to, even when you're a superstar millionaire celebrity. Because you got to stay home and, you know, watch HGTV with your girl and think about how to remodel something.
Last weekend, I had a tea time, and my wife had, she knew about it. I mean, I had mentioned it before. I had a tea time with some friends out at Crestview, and it wasn't until I was dressed and I was wearing my golf clothes. It was Saturday morning. Walked out, and my wife was like, no, that's not going to work. And we had nothing going on. There were no plans. She had just made the decision in that moment that it wasn't going to happen, and so I stayed home. So I can commiserate with Travis Kelce, not to the same level, but I get it. I'm there. I live it every day.
Are you more inclined to deal with the aftermath of the annoyance or just comply? Generally speaking, obviously in that decision, you chose compliance. How often are you like, you know what? You can be in a bad mood today. I'm going to play golf.
Yeah, you haven't met my wife. No, I'm kidding. I say that with total love and respect, obviously, because I'm scared of her. But what I'm saying, I think that there, it depends on the situation. There are times where I know it's going to be in my best interest to just shut my mouth and comply. Now, there are other times where I'm going to put up a fight, you know, and I'm going to be like, that's ridiculous and speak my mind. I mean, you and I, we get a chance to give our opinions on a daily basis on this program.
Yeah.
And so I'm an opinionated person. I'm not going to keep quiet, you know, on a lot of different things. Occasionally, though, I've learned after almost a decade of marriage, it's probably in some cases better to just keep my mouth shut. If I know that, like, I've got several days where, like, I'm going to have to, like, be around her and I need her to be in a good mood, I might just comply. But there are other times that I'll speak up.
What's happened to us? What have we turned into? This is ridiculous.
What about you? Are you more of a compliance or are you more of a speak your mind and, you know, try to fight back?
50-50. 50-50. My problem is I speak my mind too often in most circumstances. And so I don't pick battles well, as you can imagine. I just generally, I got this going on. It's not, and that doesn't go both directions either. Usually, like, on the family calendar, like, I'll see things that she's got going on that we've never talked about. Like, she's just like, yeah, I'm not going to, and I'm like, okay, did we talk about it? And I don't remember things well anyway. I'm like, what did we talk? That would not go well if it was reciprocated.
Right.
Like,
just putting things on the calendar.
Like, going to the family calendar and putting going to the bar with my buddies, just, like, popping it in there.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't, you know, and not that she cares. She wants me to go do things at night. We don't have time right now, but she's supportive of that kind of stuff. Golf, not so much because it takes so long and because it's in the middle of the day. Like, if I go out at night and she can go to bed, she didn't care. Whatever, I'm asleep. Doesn't matter. Golf is the middle of the day, and
it takes a really long time. My wife has said a lot, like, you know, I wish you would pick a hobby that's a little bit shorter, you know, doesn't take you 6 hours, you know, to get through from start to finish. And I get that. I can respect that. The thing that my wife and I, that where we're different is that, and I'm trying to work on getting better at this, my wife likes to tell me what she's got going on, and I like to ask her if there are things that I can go and do, where I'm like, you know, maybe I should just, like, start telling her in the same way she tells me, you know, like, hey, I've got this girls' night happy hour that I'm going to. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I'm always like, yeah, that's great. Because I think the more that you can go and do for yourself, that gives me a little bit more wiggle room to go and do what I want to do. So I always encourage her to be like, hey, you got that going? That's great. Go have a good time. That's awesome. Have fun. I'll hold down the fort here in hopes that it'll be reciprocated on my end. I'm trying to get away from the whole, like, hey, would it be okay if I go, and just being like, you know, look, hey, I've got this going on. That might be, you know, that might be the way that we move.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. It doesn't matter. We concede. We concede. Golf, I'm going to play. I'm committed, pot committed. I'm going to play more than two times this year. I'm going to do it. It's been my number, I think, for the last couple of years, and it's not enough. And I'm going to do it this year. Golf out of Crestview, by the way, is where I play. You could call them. They're supporters of the show, and we appreciate that. 869-1240. Let's come back. Let's talk a little Royals baseball, shall we? So they dropped the opener. they hung in there. I mean, I thought for a second they would be able to do it in a game that we didn't really expect them to do it. Now what do you do when it's Reagans and Berríos? To me, it's one of the better games on the baseball slate today in general because you got two aces like that. We'll get into it next as we continue on Sports Daily on a Tuesday. All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you. We'll talk Royals in just a little bit here. Recruiting news for the Shockers, Tommy. So the big one is that Isaac McBride, the Oral Roberts player that was in the transfer portal, averaged about 20 points a game, decided to stay at Oral Roberts. And that was tough. Yeah. The Shockers really counting on him. I think, according to Taylor Eldridge, Wichita State was his only visit. Of course, his former coach, Paul Mills. That's tough. I think there were a lot of eggs in that basket this offseason, quite honestly. So that happened on Friday, I believe. And so then it's a reshuffling of things. And the interesting thing is, Justin Hill, who had been in for a visit, then went out to Utah. He's a Georgia player, commits to the Shockers. So Justin Hill, kind of a combo guard, it looks like, undersized, does not shoot the three particularly well. Never been above, I don't think, in his career, about 35%. He scored a little bit before he got to Georgia, about 15 a game, got to Georgia, didn't start a ton last year for the Bulldogs, but played 24 minutes a game, 9 points. It looks to me like, and I have not seen his tape, but when I look at his three-point shooting numbers, that he's going to be more of a creator. The one thing that did stand out to me on him is that he doesn't appear to turn the ball over a ton, which is a major problem at the guard position for Wichita State last year. So in that sense, I think he will help them. Certainly he'll be a fifth-year player. But man, losing out on McBride's tough, because now with Rodgers out, Tommy, there is a huge need for scoring next year for the Shockers. They haven't gotten a tremendous amount better as a three-point shooting team based on paper, right? For whatever that's worth. They're going to have to, I don't know what they're going to do, but that was a big blow, I think, to the offseason for Wichita State.
Yeah, I think it was also, and you mentioned the lack of scoring. That is an issue for sure, and that's something that I know that they're going to need to address. I'm also concerned about a lack of size. I think this team is really small.
Yeah, they need another big man.
The way that it's compiled right now, because they just don't have, that kind of length. And there's an abundance of guards, an abundance of players that can play the first three positions. They don't got a whole lot, that can play power forward or center. So that's going to be, something else that they're going to need to probably try to address. It does sound like as of yesterday, there are a couple of players that have set up official visits with Wichita State. One of them is Corey Washington. He's a forward from St. Peter's. He's got some length. He can shoot. He shoots the three decently well, can kind of stretch the floor a little bit, which is good, for somebody at that position. And then they've got Zyman Sabala, who comes from Longwood. He's a 7-foot center. And so there's an official visit lined up for him as well. So there is a little bit of size, at least, that they're trying to target, but they don't have it yet. And just from looking at the way the roster pans out right now, minus those two open scholarships they have, it's a pretty small and undersized roster.
Shout out to Taylor Eldridge for following all this so closely, by the way, because it's an impossible task. We always appreciate his reporting on this. I like Quincy Ballard's prospects, but he's not a play every minute of the game
exactly.
Kind of player. So, Ronnie DeGray probably gets more minutes, but, is that his true position? I'm not sure. The one thing I will say, they did, they showed signs. They'll be as experienced a team next year as any in the conference. It's very senior-heavy team next year now with Justin Hill in there. I do think that matters, and I do think that can do things for you as a coach. A.J. McGinnis is a little bit of a scorer, probably like a Colby Rogers light. And then you never know what you're going to get out of the freshmen. So we'll see on all of that. They've got two freshmen coming in that are of the same sort of on paper ranking or whatever that Wichita State thrived with, top 150 type players. So look, would I say this offseason has been a success? I would say no, it has not. It has not. Yeah. I don't think they've gotten enough out of the portal.
I think if they had been able to get Isaac McBride to Wichita, that would have maybe changed my thoughts on that a little bit.
Probably would have.
And I don't think that he's quite, he's not Colby Rogers. You're not replacing him, pound for pound. But it does help replace at least some of the production that you were getting from Colby Rogers. And now that he's staying in Tulsa, that's a major blow for his former coach. I mean, keep in mind, and I took me a while to like connect the dots because I don't follow it as closely as I probably should. I had completely forgotten that Isaac McBride was originally committed to Kansas. I knew I remembered that name when he was coming out of high school. I'm like, I know I remembered it from somewhere. He was a Bill Self commit, and ultimately didn't go to KU, but ended up at, I think he bounced around a couple other places too, and then went to Oral Roberts. And that definitely would have been an exciting addition for Wichita State. Now you've got to go try to, fill those holes elsewhere and then really try to figure out exactly what the best rotation is with the players that you've got.
They're going to have to outcoach them next year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the circumstances on why Isaac McBride stayed in Tulsa at Oral Roberts. I think it is, without knowing all the details, concerning for the state of the NIL for men's basketball at Wichita State. I think that's fair. I think the, lack of blue chippers coming in is concerning. And while I think it's certainly better than it was a few years ago, because you're not seeing the max exoduses, so at least the, keeping players around portion has gotten better, but they're still not landing any big fish. And I think that the upside to this program is landing the big fish in men's basketball. I really do. There is no reason Memphis should be doing it and Wichita State not. There just isn't. And so I am a little underwhelmed. That doesn't mean I don't think the Shockers are going to be better next year or anything like that. I'm not remotely close to try to start thinking about that kind of stuff. I don't think they've gotten better on paper with the loss of Colby Rogers. Colby Rogers was one of these types of transfers at 1.2, though. So I do think there's a decent chance that, somebody that they're bringing in comes in, whether it be, Justin Hill or AJ McGinnis or one of these guys, and takes the next step forward and could get to that point. I think that's very reasonable to, to wonder about, because it happened for Colby Rogers. Why can't it happen for somebody else? It's happened for a different Shocker, it feels like, every year for the last four. They're going to have to rely on the senior leadership here. I don't know, Tommy, if we're ever going to get the support in the NIL that needs to be there to land the big fish. It's this chicken and egg if they don't get real competitive in the conference real quick. I just don't know that it's going to be there unless they start winning. And it's hard, because it's hard to win without the players. I get it. But unless they do that, I just don't see this flood of funding coming to bring in big time basketball players, and that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's the major hurdle, one of them at least, with NIL at a lot of different universities. Wichita State's not immune to it, obviously, where you need the NIL dollars to attract the players to win, but you need to win to get the community to be willing to pony up the NIL dollars that it takes. So again, that's where you've got kind of the grassroots efforts, to try to re-energize the collective and try to find ways to get, the donor base activated to be successful. The one thing that I've always thought about, and really it this is even before the world of NIL. This is when we're just talking about donors when it comes to facilities and, different things like that at the university. Wichita State, while they're not generating the kind of revenue that major football universities generate, they don't have to compete with the resources that football requires.
No, it should be an advantage.
So it should be an advantage. Should be one of those situations where, you don't have, for example, think about, we can use Kansas and Kansas State as an example, but I also look at a university like Alabama, where you've got a dominant football program, but then you've also got a basketball program that is really good and that they've stayed pretty consistent over the last few years. And now you've got NIL asks on both sides that are probably pretty large, even on the basketball side. And so, like, you've got to try to navigate that. Now, the amount of money coming in is different. It's apples and oranges than at Wichita State. But Wichita State, yeah, there are other athletic programs that are priorities and all of that. But, like, basketball is the bread and butter. And so you don't have to really have, like, split focuses. You can go all in on that. And to your point, you just mentioned it, that should be an advantage.
It should be. Think about, like, you know, outside of Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, probably only those three. Football's a bigger deal at the school than basketball is. Even North Carolina, I would guess that football's a bigger deal. We may see that shift at the University of Kansas as their football team gets better. But currently speaking, there are such a tiny amount. But Tommy, there is no reason, none, when you think about teams that fit the same profile as Wichita State, which is no football and a history of premier basketball. Creighton, Gonzaga, they're similar size cities, right? Villanova, not so much, but
larger.
You know,
yep.
Right, but Creighton and Gonzaga, nothing to compete with, and you're seeing a tremendous amount of success at those places. That needs to be what the expectation for Wichita State is. You are in a huge metropolitan area. Now, it's not a huge student population, but I'd venture to guess it's not at Creighton or Gonzaga either, or most of those Big East schools that you know, find success and are getting great players that don't have football. You gotta find it. You've got to figure out why they're able to do these things, and we haven't been able to do that at Wichita State so far. And easier said than done, I get it. And maybe it is chicken and egg. And maybe they do not get because the benefit for, you know, timing is everything, right? We talk about that all the time. Timing is everything. Well, Creighton and Gonzaga were already, you know, kind of chugging right along when this NIL thing started.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Started. imagine, Tommy, if in 2014 or 15, when I moved here, the NIL space would have been a thing. I mean, Wichita State would have been killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it.
It wasn't
so
that
how do you
long
get
ago,
back to that?
And I think about, you know, it wasn't that, I mean, we're like a decade removed from when.
That feels
what
wild.
Was it? It was Carlos O'Kelly's. Remember Carlos O'Kelly's would do the commercials, but it was only with the Shocker players that had just graduated. You know, like, so you would have Baker and Van Vliet and Wessel right after they graduated. Then they would have the next class the year after that. Like, it wasn't that long ago that that was the confines in which, you know, the those endorsements and the commercials and all, like, that was when it was happening. Now it's not like that anymore, you know? And so there should, if the program was more successful and if there was this community groundswell of support like we saw as recently as a few years ago, then you could absolutely capitalize on that, and the NIL dollars would probably be through the roof.
It's not easy to compare it either, because it's probably not fair to just assume that all of those players would have stayed either in the NIL environment, because they would have been some of the most highly coveted players potentially out there for other teams to poach away. But I'm just mean like the support of the program, like they raised enough money to make Greg Marshall, a top five paid coach in the country. They could have raised the money for players at that point in time. A billion things have happened since then. And again, timing is everything. Remember, like, that was the momentum to join the American at the time when the American had UConn and Cincinnati and all these great teams, Houston. I mean, imagine that basketball league right now, right? With UConn and Houston and Cincinnati still there. That was the right decision. But timing is everything. For those other programs, they've been able to parlay that into something bigger. Wichita State, that was sort of the beginning of when things unraveled on them, and now it's hard to recover. So I hope out of this roster and what we're seeing now, because it doesn't sound like there's going to be a big splash to be added to it, that the experience in year two under Paul Mills and in having that many seniors on the floor, that does feel vintage Shockers, right? When they've had their greatest successes, when they've been senior-loaded teams, older players, you know, can those guys come together? We'll see. This is obviously a big year, bigger than it was even a year ago, but a little bit of recruiting news there for you on the Shockers as we get ready to sort of hit a lull, I think, at some point here pretty soon in that part of the season. Let's talk Royals. We'll do it when we come back. Big pitcher's duel tonight, maybe the best in baseball we have on the slate, and it happens with the Royals. We'll talk about it next. All right, welcome back, everybody. I think this is the pitching matchup of the night tonight across Major League Baseball. You've got Cole Reagans and Jose Berríos. Reagans got the best of Berríos, although they were both fantastic in that rain-shortened game last week. It's a rematch now. The Blue Jays are favored tonight at home. Tommy, there's very little that's better than a just massive, high-quality pitching matchup in Major League Baseball. And there are a handful across the league today, but none are better than this. I love this matchup. And another big opportunity for Reagans. You know, he had that one bad start. He bounced back in this matchup the last time out. Follow it right back up. See if you can take down one of the AL's best two games in a row.
I'm really excited about this game. And I mentioned it yesterday that I feel like Cole Reagans is primed to have a really good outing. I'm going to probably bet him, and I haven't looked at the odds yet. I don't exactly know what the props look like for him, but if I can find a good angle and it's juicy enough, yeah, I think I'm probably going to bet Cole Reagans, because, you know, he pitched really well in the rain-shortened game in bad conditions at home on Thursday, and since that time, he's just gotten to rest, and he didn't have to pitch. I think he only pitched, what, 5 innings in that rain-shortened game. And looked really good doing it. So he can continue to rest up. You know, he sat the entire weekend against Detroit. Now he's able to, you know, go back up and face off against Berríos again. I really like Cole Reagans in this spot, and I feel like he's starting to trend up. Where, you know, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, it's not like he's been pitching poorly this season, but he hasn't been quite as sharp as what we've been accustomed to seeing from him. But I do think that he's starting to trend up, and tonight will be a really good follow-up to build on what he did on Thursday.
All right, so let's look at this then. So you've got right now, you have Cole Reagan's, his strikeout total is at 5.5 for basically even money. And I'm going to pull up his numbers here real quick to see what he did in his last game against this same team, and pull up his game log here real quick. Let's get him in. And so it's at 5.5 on his strikeouts the last time out. Remember, this was rain shortened, so he may have been able to go another inning. He was at 4. The other one that I would be at, there are two more hits allowed. It's way juiced if you think up he's going to give up 5 hits or more. He actually kept the hit total down in his last game. Now, typically speaking, he does clog the base paths just a little bit. Total outs recorded is the one I'm most interested in, though, Tommy. So it's both of these pitchers, by the way, are at 17.5. 6 innings is 18 outs, right? 6 times 3. So if you think that Cole Reagan's is going to get through 6 innings, it doesn't matter what else he does, right? He just has to get 6 innings logged, or it's 17.5. So yeah, you have to get through 6 innings. He's at -105. He probably would have gotten through 6 innings in his last start against them. He has gotten through 6 innings in exactly half of his starts, would have been more than half if you look at the last game that was rain shortened. You know, a game against Houston where they just had a ton of hits and everything off of him, he went 5, and then that dud against Baltimore. Every other time, he probably hits that number. I think at even money, that's probably a pretty decent way to attack the game if you're looking at pitching stats.
Yeah, and I think that he, you know, if he can show the stuff that he did on Thursday at home, then I don't have any problem with, you know, thinking that he's going to go 6 or more. The only thing that comes to mind would be, you know, that third time through the lineup, you know, at that point, is there going to be, you know, any kind of issues? And I watched a good majority of the game last night. There's a couple guys on that lineup that, you know, and I know they kind of roughed up Jonathan Bowlin a little bit. You know, Justin Turner couldn't miss, against Bowlin last night. And so if Turner is just kind of riding a hot streak and he carries that on against Reagan's tonight, then that may shorten up the outing for Cole Reagan's. Dalton Varsho is somebody else that is hitting the ball really well right now. He, you know, that guy swings it, pitches out of the zone and knocks him for doubles, it seems like, all the time. And so those are a couple of guys, you know, obviously to keep an eye on in the Toronto lineup. But assuming that Reagan's can pitch like he did on Thursday and he's got his good stuff, then yeah, I've got no issue in thinking that he's going to go 6 innings or longer. And then at that point, you turn it over to the bullpen, which has been pretty good so far.
Let's do this then, because I'm with you. You can get right now. How about this? Because Berríos, by the way, has gone 6 innings in every game, except for the rain-shortened game, in which he probably was going to go 6. You can put both of those players to get through 6 innings. Let's bet a pitcher's duel. Both of those games to get through 6 gets you to +216. Now the question becomes, do you take it at +216 or do you add another one and maybe take the games under if you think both of those players are going to get through 6? Let me just take a look at that here, Tommy, because it's at 7.5. That's low, man. That's low. If you were to take that at even money and put that in the mix, you're now at +321. So that doesn't do enough for me to take that under. So I'm going to take that back out and sit at +2-1 odds. I'm just got my ESPN bet up right here. Let's book it. Let's do it. We're going to go for a pitcher's duel tonight. We're booked. It's bet both pitchers to get 18 outs.
I mean, don't you think that that's the way that, you know, more than likely, if the Royals are going to win this game, that's the way it's going to play out? I mean, you're playing
correct.
You're hitting against a guy like Berríos. The offense is not, you know, knocking anybody out of the park right now. So I do think that's going to be the path.
You can get almost 2-1 on Bobby Witt Jr. to steal a base. I kind of like that too tonight. I'm not going to. We're good. I've got some on the Blue Jays to lead after five. I've got some for the Royals to win the game outright, and I've got the pitcher's dual bets. That's what I'm doing tonight. If you have, three bets on one baseball game for me is a lot. I'm excited for this baseball game. If you can't tell, you'll be able to hear that on the Odyssey app. We'll have Shocker Baseball here on KFH tonight. We'll come back. We'll tell you what else is on the networks when we wrap up a Tuesday edition of Sports Daily.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.